We now begin Maseches Menachos. This is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and I hope you take the time to listen to the introduction to the Masech that frames all the topics here. We jump into the deep end here with the first Mishnah here, already focusing on the invalidation of what's called Shalo Lishma, of having the wrong type of Mincha in mind when the Kohen does the Avodah. And this Mishnah really parallels very closely to what we saw in the first Mishnah of Maseches Zvachim. When it came to Zvachim, animal offerings, so there is the essential four blood avodas, which are the essential steps, which are ma'akev. If a kohen even has certain wrong thoughts, it could invalidate the whole offering. And those four blood avodas for Zevach was the shchita, the ritual slaughter, the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood that's spurting out from the animal, the holacha, the bringing of that blood that is received into a klisharis to the mizbeach, into a consecrated vessel, to the Mizbeach, to the altar, and then finally the Zrika, the application of that blood to the altar. So there are four analogous steps that apply to a mincha. Instead of extracting blood, you're doing kamitza. Kamitza is extracting, essentially, I'll call it a fistful or a handful of the mincha. The mincha essentially is a combination of flour and oil, so it has a consistency kind of like peanut butter. If you've ever made homemade peanut butter, thin, you know, not chunky peanut butter, but this oily, smooth peanut butter, that's what it kind of feels like. And the Kohen essentially will sort of like thrust his hand into the mincha. And the way in which he structures his hand is he folds over the three middle fingers. That means the index finger, the middle finger, and the ring finger, the three middle fingers. In Hebrew, the fingers have names of their own. So the thumb is called the gudal, the pointing finger or index finger is called the etzpa, the middle finger is called the ama, the what's called a ring finger is called the kamitza, like our word kamitza here, and then finally the pinky baby finger is called the zeres. Anyway, so he folds over those three middle fingers, and essentially he's going to bend over the fingers, essentially the full extent that he can, over the palm of his hand. In Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, the word for palm is the kaf of the yad, but of the hand, but in the Mishnah, Gemara, it refers to it as the pas, okay, pei and samach, pas. So he extends his three fingers kind of as far as they'll go, meaning he's basically not bending the most distant knuckle. So it's basically it's like the second knuckle, that's the only one he folds, then the fingers kind of stay straight for the last knuckle and extend over the palm of the hand, pass as far as they go, which if you do it with your hands, just the three middle fingers, you'll see it makes like a cavity under those three fingers, and the volume of the cavity is basically the size of, if you do it with your right hand, because that's the avodah of the right hand, you'll be able to stick your left pinky essentially pretty snugly in that little pocket. That pocket which is formed is where the kometz is going to end up. So the Kohen folds those three middle fingers over the extent of his palm of his hand, he shoves his hand, like thrust it into the flour oil mix, consistency of peanut butter, and then squished in there will be a kometz amount of flour. That's the first step, the extraction of that portion, like the shechita, the extraction of blood, if you will. The second step is the nesina bakli, the putting of that kometz into a separate klisharis, a consecrated vessel, which is the analog of the receiving of the blood, the kabbalah that's spurting out of the animal. Then you have the holacha, which is the same as holacha, the bringing of the klisharis, which has in it the sacrificial part that will go on the mizbeach. In this case, it's the kometz, as well as the lavona, the frankincense that are pushed aside, if there's lavona, as there's in most menachos. And then the fourth step, which is the analog to the zrika, the application of the blood, is the haktara, the burning or sensing, with a C-E-N, the burning of that kometz, typically, as well as the frankincense, the lavona, if there is any, on the mizbeach. So those are the four essential avodas of a mincha. And if a kohen has the wrong thought when he does those avodas, it can invalidate the whole offering. The first topic of our mission here is, again, shlo lishma, which means he has in mind the wrong type of mincha, okay? That's called the shinui kodesh. He's got in his mind, he switched with one type to another type. The truth is that the mission doesn't refer to it. A shinui bailam, having the wrong person in mind, would equally be the same problem. So if he thinks he's bringing, let's say, a what's called the minchas marcheshes, but he has in mind this will be a minchas machvas, a different kind of mincha, that's called a shlo lishma, and can cause problems. And Equally true, though the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, if he's bringing Reuven's mincha and he thinks this is for Shimon. Okay, now everyone asks, well, how do you know what he was thinking? How does he know what he was thinking? So most, it seems like the Rambam, for example, it seems he learns just that, you know, it's kind of honesty policy, and what it goes on in his mind, he has to sort of fess up on. Rashi learns, and Tosus in a number of places learns as well, we're not talking about just simply a thought, but actually a verbal declaration. When he says, I'm now doing a machvas, and really it's a marcheshes, or I'm doing Shimon's, and really it was Reuven's. That would be, with a verbal, you know, statement is when you get the problem here. Okay, so our Mishnah is going to say that if the Kohen does the mincha, the kamitz of the mincha, shelo lishma, having the wrong type of korban in mind, or for that matter, the wrong person in mind, so then that doesn't necessarily actually make the korban invalid. It's still valid. They'll still bring the mincha. The kometz gets burned. The rest of the mincha gets eaten by the kohen in normal circumstances. The thing is that the person who took an obligation to bring that korban, that mincha, so he will have to bring another one. He doesn't get credit. Okay. So in other words, he took a neder. Let's say, for example, he said, "Harei alai marcheshes." He wants to bring a mincha marcheshes. So he won't have to bring a new one. And similarly, if he has an obligation, you know, let's say he has to bring a olav yored, he has, you know, let's say he ate kachim betuma, so now he has to bring, he can't afford to bring a regular chatas or even birds, so he'll bring the minchas chota again, that flower offering. If the Kohen says he sticks his hand in doing the kamitza, and he has, instead of thinking he's doing a chota, minchas chota, he thinks he's doing a minchas whatever, kanaos or something, so then again, he makes it so that the offering becomes invalid. Now, although the Mishnah focuses on the kamitza, the extraction of the kometz, it's equally true for any of the four avodas, as the Mishnah will say inside. So it's equally true for kamitza or nesina bakli, putting in the utensil, or the bring it to the mizbeach, or the burning the mizbeach. If he has the wrong type of offering in mind, or for that matter, the wrong person in mind, the same problem crops up. And the Mishnah says, it's a problem that the person doesn't get credit, but the korban stays kosher. So inside the Mishnah says as follows. Kol ha-menachos, she-nikmatsu shlo lishman, all the various menachos that we have, which I itemized in the introduction. If a person, the Kohen, does kamitza, having the wrong korban in mind, ksheros, the korban remains valid. Ella, it's just that, shlo alu labalim mishum chova. It doesn't fulfill the obligation of the person who was bringing the korban. So if he took a formal neder, he has to bring a new mincha. Chutz meminchas chote uminchas kanaus. Exceptions to this rule are the minchas chote and the minchas kanaus. The minchas chote, we said, is for someone who, like I said before, for those three types of errors listed in Vayikra, hey, where he gets a variable sin offering and he has to bring, he can't afford the animal of the birds, he brings the flower offering, the minchas sota, minchas kanaos, the jealousy offering, also known as the minchas sota, the suspected woman's mincha, that is the husband basically did kinui, that's what kanaos connects to that, kinui, he basically put his wife on formal notice not to be secluded with a man, and then she does it anyway, so now she becomes forbidden to him until they sort it out by her drinking the bitter waters. But part of the process, there's a mincha board as well, that's this minchas kanaos. So there, if the Kohen does it shelo lishma, the kamitz are for that matter the other three avodas as well, so then the whole thing is not valid whatsoever. You have to start from those, that mincha will essentially be burned not on the mizbeach, and you have to start again from the beginning. The base of this is really the connection to the korban chatas. It's learned out the korban chatas has been on the shema, and if it's not on the shema, it's possibly even be the yeved. And then so the minchas chota is connected to the minchas chatas. Sin, and then the Minchas Kanaos has also got a Gzer Shava, Avon, that connects it again, so that these things are for specific problems, and if this is Shalol Lishma, then it's going to make it invalid, even B'diyavid. Okay, now, Misha says further, the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kanaos, Shekamatzan Shalol Lishma, when it comes to the sinners, the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kanaos, the Sota's Mincha, if, from her husband, if they are the kamitza done shlo lishman, or for that matter, nasan bakli, or the if it's done, that the kamitza done lishma for the right korban, but the placement of the kometz into the klisharis, the sanctified vessel, is done with the wrong korban, or for that matter, wrong person in mind, or vehilech, or if the third stage of bringing it to the mizbeach is done with the wrong korban, or the wrong person in mind, or vehikdir, or it's put on the mizbeach to be burned, again with the wrong korban, shlo lishman, or the wrong person of mine, then that will be totally invalid. Okay? Totally invalid. That's also true if O Lishman, Vishal Lishman, if he has two thoughts, both he thinks the right korban and then he also thinks the wrong korban. So he thinks this is Minchas Chota and a Minchas Nadav or something. So then invalid. And similarly, O Shlo Lishman Vilishman, or if he first has the wrong thought, but then he has the right thought, doesn't help. Okay? If he has an admixture of wrong thought in terms of the wrong type of korban or wrong person, so then psulos, they're totally invalid. Ketzel Lishman Vishal Lishman, what does it mean when a korban is done that's both lishman for the right korban and shelo lishman for the wrong korban? That's, for example, l'shem minchas chota u l'shem minchas nadava. The Kohen has a mind that he's doing this kamita, or for that matter, the nesina b'kli, or the halacha, or the haktara, and he has a mind both the minchas chota and the minchas nadava at the same time. No, because the minchas nadava part was wrong. O shelo lishman v'lishman, what does it mean that it's first for the wrong korban of mine, then it goes to the right one? That's l'shem minchas nadava u l'shem minchas chote. He first thinks the wrong korban, a nadava, a voluntary one, but then he corrects it and says, no, it's for the right one, the minchas chote. Too bad, once he has the wrong thought in mind, it invalidates the korban totally.